这个礼拜，咱有讲到上帝心意到底爱咱怎样。
Recently, we've been talking about God's will for us.
了特别头一方面，上帝的心意爱咱过了一个圣洁的生活。
Know that God's desire is for us to be holy.
那滴姊妹，所以咱分做三方面，已经一步一步来讲到今仔日是第三方面。
Brothers and sisters, we've reached a third part of this passage.
因为头一方面，上帝爱咱，对咱家己来讲，咱应该过一个圣洁的生活。
Because we know that God wants us to personally have a sanctified life.
因为当咱有圣洁的生活的时阵，这个也是叫做疼人的一个表现。
If we have a holy life, then we will love others.
因为咱若假使若过了一个圣洁的生活，然后咱唔是欺负咱的兄弟。
Because if we live a holy life, then we will not neglect our brethren.
因为咱若假使欺负遐咱的兄弟的时阵，就等于咱无疼咱的兄弟。
Because if we do that, then we don't love our brethren.
所以呢，咱若假使咱来对圣洁的生活来讲，对咱来讲，咱上帝要求咱圣洁。
So about us, God desires for us to be holy.
对，对人来讲，这个是有疼心。
And toward other people, God wants us to have love. Now we want to listen to our approach to God. Because if you look at verse 7, it says 4.
是代表说，诶，原来上帝呼召咱是为着一个目的。
This means that God called us for this reason.
所以换句话呢，基督徒的生活吼。活在这世间，不是孤单为家己。
So that means that God, the Christians in this life don't just live for ourselves.
然后，那基督徒活在这世间，也不是孤单为着别人。
But we not only live for other people.
然后，基督徒活在这世界，出发一个重要，咱都为着上帝来去活。
Christians live in this world for God.
所以，你咧看到这个观念的时阵，咱就看到保罗吼，在这段圣经里面，甲咱讲的几项重要的真理。
So when you analyze this, you can see the several truths that Paul gave us.
因为保罗讲，上帝召咱本不是要叫咱沾染了污秽，乃是要叫咱正做圣洁。这第七节安尼清楚甲咱讲。
Because in verse seven, 第七节 For God has called us not called us for impurity, but in holiness.
所以原来哦，你甲我吼，有法当存活伫这世界内面，是因为上帝呼召咱。
So that means that you and I can be in this world is because God called us.
所以你甲我咱得到救恩是完完全全出自上帝的呼召。
Our salvation is purely by God's calling.
所以这句话要怎样解释呢
？So how do we explain this?
所以换句话讲，你甲我会信耶稣。
In other words, you and I could believe.
乃是完完全全是上帝的拣选呼召。咱才有机会同信耶稣。
It's completely by the election and choosing of God.
因为为什么按你讲呢
？Why do we say this？
因为当一个犯罪了的人啊
，Because a sinner，
伊咧通常哦，伊无爱亲近上帝。
A sinful man does not want to go to God.
因为一个犯罪人，伊所顾念的，伊所爱的是为着家己来活。
Because a sinful man desires to live for himself.
所以你一个犯罪了的人，伊无爱。为神来活
，so a sinner would not want to live for God。
然后，同时一个犯罪了的人，无法通来亲近上帝。
Also, a sinful man cannot come to God。
伊唔是孤单无爱亲近上帝。
Not only does he not want to come to God，
也孤根本无法通亲近上帝。
He is incapable of coming to God。
因为一个犯罪了的人，上帝是圣洁，咱有罪，所以咱根本无法通到神的面前。
Because God is holy, so we sinners cannot approach him。
所以因为这个原因，一个犯罪了的人唔肯亲近主，也无法通亲近主。
So for this reason, a sinner is incapable and not willing to come before God.
所以在这款的情形的里面哦，人本身哦，无可能会信耶稣。
So in this situation, man cannot believe in Jesus.
但是我要问一道问题。
But I'd like to ask a question.
但是当你跟我信耶稣的时候
，When you and I believed in Jesus，
是你以为是你跟我是咧做决定信，有影无
？We are making a decision, right？
当人传福音了，好难。
When someone preaches the gospel to us,
要完是咱做一个决定，然后咱要凭信心来接受耶稣，是不是
？It is still our choice to believe Jesus by our faith, isn't it？
所以你要看到讲，这个罪人啊，唔肯，佫无法当亲近上帝。
So if a sinner is incapable and unwilling to come before God, and yet it is us making a choice to come before God, how do these two come together?
On
one hand, God called us, yet we are incapable. Yet on the other hand, it is us making a choice. So how do we align these two?
So when you
carefully think about
this,
when you and I are making a
choice,
it is often influenced by the situation. Because we live under a circumstance, and under certain circumstances, we can choose this or that. When we talk about free will, this is the freedom to choose. In other words, you have the power to choose. But what do we choose? That's another question.
So what
decision we make is already influenced by the circumstances. For example, if I were to get married,
who
would I marry? Of course, I'd marry someone with whom I have contact. I'll choose among the people I know.
So although I am
making a decision who to marry, it's still influenced already by my situation. So the circumstances is a very strong influence on our decisions. So oftentimes we can't understand why it ends up like some. So the Chinese people just say, you know, it's fate. It's just destiny because you can't explain why it happens like that. You know, I have a godfather who is quite short. And my godmother is taller than this godfather by a head. Often the men are taller than the women. But I asked him, so why did you marry her?
He
said, I couldn't help it, it was arranged.
So because
back then the situation determined that there was a thing called arranged marriage.
So you see when we're
making decisions, it is already limited by our situation.
For example,
when I married Hensi, it is also the arrangement of God. Because Hensi and her father were already in the United States. But her father promised the UECP that he'd come back to the Philippines. And thus their whole family came back here.
So and
we don't know why, but a pastor from UECP wanted to introduce me to her. So the pastor called me.
Then he said, "Hey, I'm going to introduce you to
someone." Let me introduce someone to you.
Who's that?
Asked who?
And
he said, "This is our Reverend Ang's daughter."
Oh,
I said, "I know her." Isn't she just a kid? Because our age gap is 6 years.
So don't believe
that six years of gap is bad. Because the Chinese think that a 6 years gap is bad. But I said, okay, I'll go look at her. I said, isn't she a kid? But the pastor said, even kids grow up. So I went and to see her. Went to UECP. And when I saw her, I was shocked. Why was I surprised? Because her hair was brown. So I was like, he was black before, why is it brown now? And I thought she dyed her hair or something. But I found out later that it wasn't dye, it's just a circumstance. And she could speak Cantonese, so we spoke in Cantonese together. So this is the arrangement of the situation. So when you're making a decision, it's influenced by the circumstances. I have to say something. Even though the situation determines something, it's not necessary. You have to make this choice. But why do you make a certain choice? Sometimes we think the situation is like this, but I'll still exercise my free will. I'll tell you something. This will to choose sounds like it's you and I making a decision. But actually, when you think about it, that I'm here today this me today is already influenced by many events in the past. It's my many experiences in the past that determines who I am today. For example,
love at first sight.
Have you heard of love at first sight?
Then now, 有另外一个叫做一见新欢, 就是
hate at first sight. So what is this?
你有时候看到这个人，唔三唔八，头一摆看到你就讲呐。
Sometimes you see someone for the first time and already completely in love. That's love at first sight. And other people, although you just saw them for the first time, you already hate them. I believe sometimes you see certain people like that. So let me ask you, think about it. Why is it that I like this person at first sight? Why do I hate this person at first sight? Because when I'm making a choice, I choose a person I like, not the one I hate. So you say, this is my free will. I make a choice to go to the person I like. But when you think even deeper, why do you even like this person and not the other? There is a reason. When you think about it, what is this reason? For example, I see this girl and I really dislike her. She hadn't done anything wrong to me. But why do I hate her so much? Possibly in my past childhood, maybe someone bullied me. And perhaps this bully looks remote like this person. And so by the looks of her face, you already dislike her. So you see her face and you hate her, so there's no chance you'd go after her. But if you like someone, possibly in your past experiences, someone had a similar face who was nice to you. And so you see her and you like her. So someone once said, sometimes the daughter-in-law you choose looks like your mom. Sometimes people who don't like their mothers then do the opposite.
所以你看到讲，哎，我今天我做这个决定啊。
And so I make when I make a decision today.
原来哦，你看起死的是我用自由决定啊。
Although it looks like it's our decision, it's our free will to choose.
但是你跟我又允受到过去的真侪物件来控制我来做决定。
It is actually dependent on the past situation, past experiences.
但是我过去的物件也唔是你跟我我当改变的物件。
And these past events aren't things we can just change.
做过去的物件根本无法当控制的物件。
These past things we can't control.
所以让咱了解这样的思想。
And so we understand something.
虽然你跟我做决定
，although you and I make decisions，
依然是上帝真侪摆已经伫咱的生命里做工，一直到今仔日做这个决定。
It's still by the constant guidance of God that allows us to make a certain decision.
所以唔是咱偌敖做决定。
So it's not about how good we are at making decisions.
除了迄环境的安排，了上帝伫咱内面里做工。安排到落尾，你甲我甲做一个决定。
It is the circumstances designed by God that allows us to make certain choices.
所以因为安尼，咱到我当讲讲，你甲我，我当今仔日信耶稣哦，全然是上帝恩典，甲我当。
So because of that, the fact that we are you and I are able to believe in Jesus, it is all by God's design.
这两个日。
So in the past few months,
我差不多一礼拜内面去十处变处四拜至五拜。
Every week I would frequent the hospitals and funeral homes like 4 or 5 times a week. And even more in hospitals, especially. Recently there was an inexplicable conversion of a person to Christianity. This is the mother of Lily To for whom we prayed earlier.And she was 80 something. And every year she would go worship.
So she
was a devout Buddhist.
So around
2 weeks ago she passed away.
And
yesterday she was
cremated.
And so in a funeral, in a funeral home, she was around 10 days.
啊，你我跟你讲哦，你差不多听去十日哦，你知影在世是什么啊？看日子了。
So when you hear 10 days, you know they're looking at good dates.
因为哈，这个是一其中一个查甫啊，又还是信佛，所以安排的时间。
Because one of her daughters is still a Buddhist, so she arranged for the date.
一其中一个查甫啊是咱的朋友。
And one of her daughters is our member, Lily To.
然后另外一个查甫啊。是一个神学，一个传道人。
And another of her daughters is a pastor.
然后现在在这个 Angeles 在做传道。
Who is now serving in at Angeles.
然后落尾当咱知影伊伫病除了的时阵。
And when we found out she was at the hospital.
然后我们去给伊看。
We went to visit her.
然后当我咧探伊的时阵。
And as we visited her.
然后我问伊的身躯情形怎样。
I asked her how her health was.
然后伊就甲我讲心的问题。
And she said she had a problem with her heart. I already knew that she had a heart problem. Because we started like 4 or 5 years ago and we were already praying about it. Because her heart had a problem, but she decided not to undergo surgery.
But
this time she had a difficult time breathing, so she went to the hospital.
And in that place, I told her, Mom, I'm going to pray for you.
And there I said, can I pray for you? So she said yes. I asked her another question. And so I preached the gospel again. I asked her, do you want to believe in Jesus? She said no. Quite clearly. To pray for her health, she was fine. To believe in Jesus, no. So that was that.So we often visited her at the hospital. And 3 weeks ago, I went to visit her again. So can I pray for you again? She still said yes. After the prayer, something happened.
Amen.
At the end of the prayer, she said, Amen.
哇，伊讲这个 Amen 了吼，诶，伊查甫阿贤甲我讲，了你知哦，我妈妈规世人头一摆祈祷了讲 Amen.
And when she said Amen, her daughter said, you know, this is the first time in her life to say Amen.
我从来祈祷唔得讲 Amen.
It's never in her life as she said Amen.
我讲，诶，这真特别的代志，所以查甫阿大家欢迎啊，要去讲 Amen.
So they're all happy because this was quite a special event. Let us pass 2 days later. I went to visit her again. And her daughter said, you know, my mother believed now. I was like, what? How? And she said something. We have a sister from UECM who went to visit her. And she just told her, that shared the gospel to her, and she just believed. So thank God. So she believed in Christ. So 2 days later, I went to see her again. I asked her a question. Do you want to be baptized? And she said yes. This is quite a special event. Why did she want to be baptized? Because when a person wants to be baptized, it means she truly wants to believe. So yet 2 days later, again, we arranged for a baptism for her. So as I was able to see the entire situation throughout.
And I
saw God working in the hearts of people. It's impossible for man to believe in Jesus. She was 86. 86 years old.
And
she was facing surgery. But God didn't allow her to go undergo surgery. Because on Thursday, 2 weeks ago, they decided to go surgery.
Because
the doctor said there's no chance. There's completely no chance. But this surgery is a last ditch effort. And there is a chance she would survive, but most probably she would be gone during the surgery. So there's a very small possibility, but without the surgery, it would be a zero chance. So the family said, okay, let's go for it. That Thursday, at 12 in the morning, her daughter went to pay for the surgery. And hopefully, after the payments are done, she'd go through surgery that day. As she went to pay and she came back, her mother was gone. She passed away. Although it is quite saddening, but in their hearts there was a great comfort. Because they knew where their mother was. So the fact that a person is able to believe in Jesus isn't by his own skill. Because God not only arranged the circumstances, God also moved his heart to make the decision. Because of that, I'd say something. That you and I are able to attain salvation is all by God's leading. Because if it were not for God's calling, there is no chance we'd believe. But I'd like to ask another question. Why did God give us salvation? When God saved us, what was it all for? When you look at verse 7, it's very clear that God called us for a reason. God has called us not for impurity, but in holiness. It seems that it is all God's blessing, God's grace to save us. But it's not that when we believe, when we attain the salvation, then we're just free, always free.
然后咱讲有影，我当中我唔免去做半项，是上帝给我得到救恩，然后我去天顶嘛。
It's true that it's all by God's grace。
但是并无代表讲，哎，我当得救，我才死去天堂，所以呢，我会做七罪八罪。
That doesn't mean it's a get out of jail free card for us to do whatever we want。
所以唔是代表上帝给咱有了。迄、那个救恩了的时阵，等于我手换到一个免死的金牌，我唔免落地狱哦。所以我会做七罪八罪。
Now that God saved us from hell, it's not that we can do whatever we want.
所以有人讲一句话，讲什么
？Someone once said,
伊讲 free salvation is not a license to sin.
Free salvation is not a license to sin.
因为我有影，我根本去天堂咯，所以我会做该怎啊？
Since I'm headed to heaven anyway, then I have a license to do whatever I want. It's true, our salvation is not by works. It's completely by God's grace. But now that we are saved, God has a desire for us. What is this? Not for impurity, but for holiness. In other words, God saved us so that our life may be holy lives. And that is God's will.
你看圣经好不好？请你看。
Let's look at the Bible again.
请你来看第三十迄个所在。
Chapter 4, verse 3.
然后有一句话真重要，底下提出来。
There's a very important phrase here.
伊讲上帝的旨意哈，就是要叫恁正做圣洁，远离了淫行。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
所以你看到原来上帝呼召了咱的时阵。
So we see that God called us that we can and wants us to live for Him. And what is His will for us? To set apart sexual immorality and be sanctified. So the reason God called us is that we may be pure.
兄弟姊妹，上帝呼召咱，唔是要叫咱参加一个组织。
You know, when God called us, it's not just an invitation to a group. God didn't just call us to come worship. God didn't just call us to come to fellowship every week. God didn't just call us that we may serve. God didn't just call us that we may give offering.All of these are good. But all these acts are not the most important things in God's eyes. Because when a man believes in Jesus, then naturally he would do God's will. So when he's doing God's will, then all these things he naturally do. But when you're doing these things, What does God want for us? God desires us to be holy instruments for these. Because if we are not holy vessels, then it's all useless. Once someone invited a friend to a certain church, And in that church, it was being presided over by an elder. And after the whole service, after the elder commenced the service, so after the service, this newcomer said to the person who invited him, You know, I know this elder.How do you know him? I know him. You know what he does? I don't know. What does he do? This is a smuggler. He's a kingpin of smuggling. And now he's an elder in the church. And let me ask you, is it good to be an elder in the church? Sure. But his other job is to smuggle. Let me ask you.
你新来的朋友下礼拜要来不
？This newcomer, would you come back next week?
不会咯。
Nope.
不会来吗
？Absolutely not.
侍奉好。
Service is good.
你性格的侍奉是上帝看重。
Ministry and holiness is what God values.
有冇？所以保罗在迄个所在讲。帖撒罗尼迦教会讲啊。
So here Paul is saying to the Thessalonian church.
讲上帝呼召咱为着什么啊？不是点点污秽，乃是被圣洁。
God called us for what reason? Not for impurity, but for holiness.
因为一个人的生命那是圣洁。
Because if a man's life is holy,
有法当产生的功效真大。
Because the impact he can make will be great.
一个人偌好的恩赐。
However great a person's talent,
但是是肮脏，未用力的。
But he's not a clean instrument. He's unusable.
哇，隔壁沙糖，当咱两边煮食的时。
All of us when we're cooking.
啊，我有时阵三不五时，我爱去煮物件。
Sometimes I go cook in the kitchen.
啊，我通常两边煮，我特别爱炒油脂啦。
You know, when I cook, I like cooking pork kidney.
啊，我炒油脂是我爱煮的一项。
Stir fried pork kidney is what I want to cook.
啊，但是我两边煮物件。
But when I'm cooking.
啊，很时吼是较骨较无用啦。
Hence he is busier.
因为我若煮物件，我创啊规个灶卡肮脏啊，要死要死。
When I'm cooking, Hansi is even busier than I am because I dirty up the whole kitchen.
我男的就是安尼啦，我何里何多咧创咧创。
Because I'm a man, I just go around doing my stuff in the kitchen.
啊，第一重要，煮了有汤食就 OK 了，对不？
As long as there's food after I cook, then it's all okay.
但是呢，我相信吼，每一个要煮物件，你就在手有迄个特殊的工具去煮，有影无？
But I believe when you're cooking something, when you need the tools for it.
对不？但是问题，迄个工具真好用。
And it's quite usable, these tools.
但是呢，那是这个工具，那是肮脏，你就不会用。
But if this tool is unclean, then you won't use it.
对不？无论这个物件偌好用，那肮脏你不会用。
However useful an instrument is, if it's dirty, you wouldn't use it.
上帝生。
It's the same with God.
侍奉好。
So ministry is good.
但是那无圣洁，这个侍奉无路用。
But if you're not holy, then this ministry is useless.
所以为什么上帝看重安尼啊
？So why does God value this so much？
因为圣洁吼，这个是生命的问题。
Because holiness is a matter of life。
所以我特别讲，这个做物件、奉献咯、礼拜咯，这个是关于到做的物件 ，about doing 的物件。
Now when you're doing service or offering money, then it's all about doing. It's all actions。
但是当你的生命呐圣洁，这个是关于到 being。
But when your life is pure and holy, then it is a question of being.
上帝看重是生命的问题。
And God values this being.
这生命若好些，侍奉就无相同。
Because if your life is okay, then you'll serve differently.
心灵好些，内在生命若好些，侍奉的动机若好些，侍奉就无相同。
If your spirit and if you serve with the right motives, then your service will be completely different.
因为那无安尼去做，
well, if it's not like、that,
有什么代志发生？
What's going to happen?
请咱看圣经好无？有两个代志我要提出来。
Let's look at our passage. There's two things I'd like to point out.
头先我要爱咱直接来看第八节。
First of all, let's look at verse 8.
圣经讲啥咪
？What does the Bible say?
所以迄个气绝的，唔是气绝人，乃是气绝迄个属圣灵和灵的上帝。
Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God, who gives His Holy Spirit to you.
哇！即句话讲，假使吼，咱拒绝无要做圣洁的代志。
So when we disregard doing holiness，
即个保罗讲，唔是拒绝人啊。
You're not just disregarding others。
即话即句话讲，你若无做，你唔是无听我的嘴啦。
Because so when you're not doing this, you're not just disregarding me。
但是第一重要，你安尼无去遵守去做，你拒绝的是拒绝迄个属圣灵的上帝，是换一句话，咱拒绝上帝。
But if you're doing this without holiness, then you are disregarding God.
所以呢，就从那无，咱是放弃上帝。
So you have to do this, otherwise you'd be neglecting God.
这个是头一个，第二个，我请咱注意去看。
This is the first point.
请您去看第六节，好不？
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节伊讲什么？
What does verse 6 say?
若唔通一个人伫将代志内面怨恨欺负伊个兄弟，因为这一类的代志，圣经后边讲什么？主的确要报应。
that no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things.
So, 原来哦，咱就圣洁啊，因为咱若无去圣洁的时阵，咱是弃绝上帝。
So we have to be holy, otherwise we'd be disregarding God.
咱就圣洁，除了唔是放弃上帝以外，咱若无圣洁哦，有一日上帝必要要报应咱。除了讲，咱骗咱的兄弟有影无？ 但是更加重要,
and if we're not holy, then not only are we ignoring God, we are also God will judge us one day.
上帝是公义的上帝,
God is a just God.
然后上帝是按照他圣洁的标准审判咱的上帝,
and God will judge us according to His holy standards.
所以因为这个原因哦, 你跟我一日会得到报应.
So for this reason, you and I will one day receive judgment.
有时阵我咧研究末世的代志.
Sometimes I look at the things of the future. As we study these things of the end times. And if you look at the Bible, there's something quite unique there. The United States of America are not even mentioned. This perplexes me.
然后你若假使看规个将来的代志，你看到北方苏联这边，以前的苏联，变成俄罗斯这边，伊有军队落来。
You see, if you look at the Russia.
然后你若看讲有东方的王，这是欧洲这边落来。
And you see there are things from Europe.
然后你若看到东方来的王。
There's also kings from the east.
但是哦，你若看英文哦，有一个趣味的字，叫做 kings from the east.
When you look at the English, it says kings from the east.
代表是东来吼，唔是一个王，是啥物啊？真侪王啊。
So that when you mean from the ones that come from the west or from the east are not just one king but many kings.
我跟你讲，中国是一个 one of the king. 我跟你讲。
I tell you, China is one of the kings.
然后这边是东方的王，是唔是一个？所以我跟你讲，将来哦，东方唔是一个王啊，你啊。
So the kings from the east is plural kings.
但是哦，美国说无伫这北岛话来。
The United States isn't even mentioned.
但是我咧考虑，我咧想来想去，唔知啥物原因啊。
When I thought about it, I wondered what the reason was.
有两个可能性。
There's two possibilities.
头一个可能性。
First of all,
这个代表美国真侪人信耶稣。
It means many people in the United States believed in Jesus.
然后耶稣忽然间来，从彼得说无美国人。
And so when Jesus came and called the Christians home, then all the Americans are gone.
啊，这是一个可能性。
That's one possibility.
第二个可能性。
Secondly,
是伊派到要死要死，上帝给伊可以一日无变做强的国家，所以将来伊无分。
That they are so immoral that God judges them and removes them from the consideration.
所以这里有第二，有两个可能性。
So that's two possibilities.
到底什么可能性，我唔知。
Which one is true? I don't know.
但是哦。 你若注意去看现在的美国，But
when you look at the current state of the United States,
原谅我讲粗话啊。Let
me to say something.
内面哦，真多嘅唔是基督徒。Sorry
for saying, but there are many who are not Christians.
以前较多。It
used to be there were more Christian countries.
现在较多淡薄哦，是迄个 Bible Belt 迄个所在。Now
there's just the geographical region called the Bible Belt. There are more Christians.
拥抱较多。And
in the center.
以前美国的航空公司啊
，and you know before in the American airline，
因每一个飞机公司的航空员啊，那个飞机的飞机师啊
，the pilots of the airlines，
伊未准两个计是基督徒。
It's not allowed that both of them would be Christians. They used to have this rule. Why is that? So the pilot is flying, and both are Christians. And suddenly the rapture comes, and there'd be no one driving the plane. And the plane would crash. That's how the Americans used to think. So it's not allowed that both of the pilots are Christians. And now they completely removed that. If you want to find two Christians, that's an even harder thing. But nowadays, many people aren't Christians.
So there are many people who think America is a Christian.
Many people think that America is a Christian country. True, it was founded as one.
現在不是了。
Now it is definitely not.
現在是離家家。
Now it's quite immoral.
哇，一隆重哦，我跟你講幾行，你咱免講最近同性戀的代誌好不？
Even if we ignore the recent thing about homosexuality.
兩禮拜等你來看到有那個什麼，彩虹，那個King。Rainbow, 代表这个礼拜等接纳同性恋啊。
You see, in many churches, they display a rainbow that shows, you know, we accept the LGBT.
我哋讲这个较简单淡薄。
And that's quite simpler.
我无跟你讲，有一个宗派，一个宗派的主教。
There's a denomination whose leader.
啊，伊个头，伊个主教，伊个 archbishop.
The archbishop of this denomination
是同性恋。
Is homosexual.
哦，那头就同性恋咯，下面要怎讲啊
？If the leader is homosexual, then what about the members?
所以我咧想吼
，So I thought about it.
美国吼也无好啊乱啦。
The United States isn't all that great now.
我咧想来想去吼
，When I thought about it,
即个美国要选举有影无
？Now they're having their election soon.
啊，一个 Hillary 咯
，There's Hillary.
啊，一个是 Trump 咯
，And Donald Trump.
那 Trump 若选掉吼，我感觉伊甲菲律宾差不多了啦。
You know, if Trump is elected, then it'll be around the same as the Philippines. And he says whatever he wants to. You know, as I talked with several Christians, they said, you know, we should elect Trump. These American Christians said, you know, we're voting for Trump. I asked why. Because they're tired of traditional politicians. So if you vote for Trump, then there's no more of the traditional politics. I don't know who I'd vote for, but thankfully I'm not an American. But I really don't know how it's going to end up.I'm thinking, you know, the Philippines is so better off. Because there's no divorce allowed here. And there's no law allowing for homosexual marriage. If I preach this sermon in the United States right now, then I'd be crucified. Because they'd say, you know, you're homophobic and I'd be dead. But that's what the Bible says.
Because
what is God's desire to follow this? How does God want our lives to be? Holy. Sanctified. Because when we are holy, God will use us. When we are holy, God will use us to make a greater influence. Granted, we're not all running for president.
Joseph,
if you want to run for president, I'd vote for you. But that's not our calling. But in our own places in life, in our own personal lives, God calls us. God's calling is completely free. But God called us for a reason, to live out a holy life. And brothers and sisters, you know, if you are married, If you have other, you know, substitutes, then refrain from so. And just stop. If you are not married yet, and you are sinning, and may God help us, let's stop. All of us, God has different demands from us. It's all different. There's one thing that's constant. God's standards are always constant. So let's not drag down these standards so that we can live out the life that pleases God. And God will bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know you are a gracious God and you called us to be your people. And we thank you because this is something undeserved and this is something completely given out of your grace and your blessing. But Lord, we pray that we know that you have a mission for us. You didn't call us so we can sin without fear. You didn't call us that we can do whatever we want, Lord. But you called us that we can be holy. You called us that we may be sanctified and be truly your people and live to please you alone. And we pray that you will help us. It's impossible by our own strength, but we know that you have called us to be holy and you will give us the strength to be holy. So may you help us flee from temptation and flee from sin. Abstain from all sin and live out a life as a holy vessel, that you may use us to make a great impact in life. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.